The man frowned, then stood in one smooth motion. The dark navy suit was tailored to his body. It revealed thick biceps and a broad chest. She couldn't detect any sign of a shoulder holster for a gun bulging under the arm. He didn't approach her. Anya maintained her ready position by the door, knees slightly bent, hips aligned with her shoulders. Fluttering her fingers, she thought of the sword. She could summon it in an instant, but she didn't. If he was willing to talk, she'd get what information she could from him.
It's not here.
She wasn't about to give directions to Danziger or Columbia, because she could guess how that would end. One body last night was enough for her.
I believe you. You don't have it on your person either, because you entered with nothing but the empty backpack. You work for Benjamin.
Benjamin?
Sergei towed a thin steel lockpick that had fallen from the backpack.
You don't know what you've been given, do you, Miss Green?
Anya stared at him as if to dig the answer out of his expression. The longer she looked into his eyes, the more her spine tingled.
No, I have no idea what it is.
She looked aside at the mess, then caught a movement in her peripheral vision. Sergei reached inside his suit coat and drew out a blade. Any previous reluctance to calling out her sword fled. With a lunge to her right, Anya dipped low. Maybe he'd think she'd gotten the sword from under the couch. She lunged at him. He blocked her stab with the edge of his bowie knife. Anya swung low. He retaliated. Anya slashed her sword across Sergei's shoulder, opening the seam of his suit coat.
I don't know how you think fighting me is going to help you find the skull. I don't have it.
But you had it, which means you know where it is now.
His knife slashed a shallow wound in her thigh. Anya spun and put her shoulder to his, gripping his knife wrist. Releasing the sword, she grabbed his sleeve. The knife flipped in the air, hit the wall, and dropped onto a stray couch cushion. He slapped a hand over her throat and shoved her off him. Anya's hips connected with the desk. Turning and rolling across the desk, she came to her feet, with sword again in hand. Sergei stood, hands near his shoulders. He was not surrendering by any means, just making nice.
Proficient sword work. I didn't notice the weapon earlier.
Because you're so busy trashing my place.
He blocked her thrust with a jerk of his elbow, then followed through with his other fist. Anya hit the floor, arms spread, and legs landing on a sofa cushion. Sergei leaned over her. Anya rolled to the side just in time and thrust blindly with the sword. The sword slashed across his back, but didn't penetrate what had to be some kind of Kevlar-reinforced stuff. Sergei gripped her hair and tugged her upright. Anya met the wall with her palms, dropping her sword. Sergei punched her hard in the kidneys. No knife, so at least he didn't want her dead. Or maybe he liked to play before he did real damage.
You like to do things the hard way.
A slam from his knuckles at the back of her head crushed her cheek into the brick wall.
I have been doing it the hard way for longer than you can imagine. It's my game, baby. And I can play it all night.
Blood spilled into Anya's mouth. The sword's image formed in her mind, but then streams of blood spilled over that image, and Anya quickly lost the idea of summoning it. Her body slung about, shoulders impacted against the brick wall. Sergei grabbed her left wrist and smashed the back of her hand high on the wall over her head. Seconds stretched as he peered into her eyes. His gray irises were wide, the pupils too small. Demonic. But Anya didn't believe in demons. Sergei was just a man.
I'll give you 24 hours to bring the skull to me. If you do not comply at precisely 5 minutes beyond the 24-hour mark, I will kill you.